Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Pumped for the NFL draft with Dan Schneier on Fantasy Football Today in 5. All right, I maybe oversold it, but here we go, Dan. We're getting your top five prospects for 2024 in terms of fantasy.
In one QB leagues, let's make that clear.
In one QB leagues. I wonder if there's going to be a quarterback in there. I'm going to say yes. All right, go ahead. Give me your top five.
Not only is there a quarterback there, there's a quarterback at one overall for me, even in a one QB league, and it's Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is a player I think has been much maligned for terrible reasons, because some people are like, all he can do is create out of script. And when you watch the tape and you actually dig deeper, you see a guy who has a really compact delivery, Aaron Rodgers-esque release, and really quiet, connected footwork. And when he works on schedule, he works amazing on schedule. I think he's going to be a great on-time throw. I just think USC's offensive line was hideously bad. Their defense was even more embarrassing. Caleb Williams, 72 touchdowns and just 10 interceptions over his last two seasons, averaging over 9 yards an attempt. Absolute stud of a quarterback. I think he's going to be phenomenal, and he's going to be better than people realize. Number two for me, Marvin Harrison Jr. Best body control I've ever seen for a wide receiver over 6'1", over 6'2". He's 6'4". Just unbelievable ability to adjust his body and tempo his routes and do everything you want. Maybe the deep speed isn't there. That's the one thing, but who cares? He's number two for me, Marvin Harrison Jr. Number three for me, Adam, Malik Nabers out of LSU. I swear to God, when you watch Malik Nabers, and I don't know this dates back to people who studied the 2014 draft, but it is really hard. And yes, part of this is because they wear the same jersey, but it is really hard not to see Odell Beckham Jr. prime, collegiate, first year, 2014 rookie Giants making the catch, Odell Beckham Jr. His ability to sink his hips and get in and out of his breaks, it's so explosive. You watch him run these slot verts, and all they really do in LSU is run a lot of slot verts. And he just manipulates these defenders, creates space, and just explodes. He is a dynamic athlete. People have compared him to Antonio Brown, and I don't think it's that far off. Number four for me, Adam, Rome Odunze, or Odunze. I don't know the pronunciation. You know I'm bad with pronunciations, Adam, so I'm just going to let it rip with all these dudes. This is the first hard one I've had to hit, and I think it's Odunze, but it might be Odunze. Either way, I view him as kind of like a little less speedy, but much bigger and much better at adjusting to the football. Chris Olave. Odunze led the NCAA in deep yards and deep catches. You don't view him as a deep guy, but he still ran a 4.45, 39-inch vertical, can high point the football. On all of his contested targets, Adam, he caught 75% of them. Do you know how hard and ridiculous that is to do, to come away with 3/4 of your contested catch situations? In addition to that, he had a 4.03 short shuttle, shows his innate ability to change directions at almost 6'3", 212. He is a stud prospect. All three of those receivers I mentioned, Adam, would be by far and away, the wide receiver one for me in last year's class. And it's not even close. And then number five for me, Jaden Daniels. I mean, dude, it may not translate, but Jaden Daniels, from a statistical standpoint, was able to do a collegiate level, Adam, last year. 1,100 yards rushing, and literally looks unbelievable running in open space. Almost 5,000 total yards. Just him. Against Florida, the best game film I saw of any college quarterback last year. My dude had almost 700 yards of total offense between his rushing and his throwing. Absolute bonkers type stuff. Throws the slot fade really well. Throws the fade to the end zone really well. A good over-the-top thrower. Nice quick release. have some concerns about Jaden Daniels that I don't have for Caleb Williams as far as his ability to stay on time and in rhythm in an offense and utilize the middle of the field. These are concerns that carried over with Justin Fields to the NFL level, and they were there at Ohio State, and they've kind of limited him as a passer if you don't use the middle of the field. Same thing goes for Kyler Murray, Russ Wilson, quarterbacks like that. But outside of that, that dynamicism as a runner and that over the ability to throw a touch over the top, it's a fantasy goldmine if it hits. So I think we could look back at this and maybe be underrating Jaden Daniels at five overall. But those are my big five, my favorite five prospects for fantasy.
All right, so I'm trying to find, I think it's Odunze, but I'm trying to figure out officially. And I find this video. Romo Odunze talks about his name.
He has to. Okay.
I sat through two ads while you were talking. He's talking about his first
name. Great to know you weren't listening. Go on.
He's talking about his first name and how he got the name Rome. That was the whole
thing. We don't want to know about Rome. That's easy.
Yeah. No. Anyway, did you read the article on Yahoo about Jaden Daniels and how he's his size? I think there's only been like one quarterback who's really had a sustained career
that frame,
205 pounds or lower, and it's Kirk Cousins, which I didn't realize he was that slim.
No, I think Cousins added weight.
Yeah, it's quite possible. But first of all, you know, Daniels, he has a tendency to take off when he doesn't need to, and he's very, very thin. So that's not a great combo when you're trying to stay healthy as a quarterback. I don't know if you have concerns about his frame.
Well, I do have concerns about his frame, and even more so. And he did improve in this down the stretch, but some people say it's like watching Wile E. Coyote when he runs, because you should see some of these clips that you'll see circulating on Twitter. He's just slamming his body into defenders, jumping into contact, taking massive hits. But he did improve on that as the season went on and started to protect his body a little more. And that's something Lamar Jackson did a really good job of changing and improving from his tape at Louisville to what he's doing with the Ravens. He's really done a better job protecting his body.
Yeah, I'm reading. It's a Nate Tice article.
Nate Tice is the man for draft coverage. I would read all of his articles. He has a breakdown of Caleb Williams and Jaden. They're phenomenal.
It's a good article about Jaden Daniels. Check it out. Okay. Thank you, Dan Schneier. Thank you all for watching and listening. We'll talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount+.